I'm Erickson Blakeney for CBS News.
But we're together.
In 2012, blues harmonica legend Charlie Musselwhite joined forces with Ben Harper to record the album Get Up, which was released in January 2013. In 2014, it won a Grammy Award for Best Blues Album. I caught up with Charlie recently to talk about the Grammy and his journey to get there. First of all, congratulations. And second, the Grammy means what?
Well, it's really great that it's voted on by your peers, you know, people in the business. It's not about sales or, you know, popularity. It's about people that in the business that have respect for what you have done.
And what informed that album?
Well, I told Ben that I thought that I felt like we had come up with a new way of being traditional. It's blues, and it has all the elements that make it blues, but yet it's still really modern and new.
Is there one track in particular on Get Up that you just really love, or it's just a really deeply personal piece for you?
Yeah, I would say that All That Matters Now is really moving, and it was really casually recorded. If you listen to it, you'll hear me laughing and talking, because I didn't even know we were recording. And a guy goes out a door, you can hear a door close. Actually, the whole album had the real spontaneous feel to it. We just recorded tune after tune with hardly any more than one or two takes.
What attracted you to the blues harp, and what is it about the instrument that you love now?
Well, there's a lot of things. One thing is it's the only instrument you actually breathe through. You know, there's a lot of wind instruments that you just blow, but this one you blow and draw. And it's really a voice-like instrument. You can make it sound happy and sad. And while I'm playing, I feel like I'm singing without words because it's so much like a voice. And you can bend the notes to get all the little microtones in between notes.
And so tell me, what does it take to actually master the instrument?
You have to be Charlie Musselwhite. No, it just takes loving the music and wanting to get it out. You feel it in your heart and you want to express it, and that drives you. Even if I had never become a professional musician, I would still be playing because it was something I just had to do. I wasn't driven to play for attention or money or anything like that. It's a balm for the soul.
So tell me about those Chicago years. Was it intimidating trying to break into the blues scene in Chicago?
Well, I didn't go there to do that. I just went there to get a job. The first job I got in Chicago was a driver for an exterminator, which was perfect because I drove him all over. I learned the city, and I would see these signs for Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf. I was knocked out that all these guys I'd been listening to on record were right there in Chicago. So I started hanging out in the blues clubs, and I felt right at home because everybody there was from the South, even though I'd be the only a white person and the only young person there, because this was strictly adult music at that time. I loved being there, and I loved the music. And I wasn't telling anybody I played, and, hey, can I sit in, or nothing like that. I was just happy to be there. I already knew how to drink, so I was good at hanging out.
And it was in Chicago that you met John Lee Hooker, and you became lifelong friends. Is that right?
That's true. He was living in Detroit, but he came to Chicago regularly to play. And I was a big fan of his, and so I made a point to go see him. I didn't know I was going to end up meeting him, but we became like immediate friends. It was like every now and then you meet somebody, and it's like you've already known them your whole life or something. That's how it felt with John, and he was my best man when I got married, and we were just close from then on.
Well, I want to talk about 1966. Stand Back, Here Comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band album, released on Vanguard Records. Big success. And is there one track in particular that you just really love and you never get weary of playing?
Well, that has to be Cristo Redentor. I've tried to quit playing it because I thought people were tired of hearing it. And at the end of the night, people come up and say, hey, what? You didn't play Cristo. I came to hear Cristo, and angry. So, and I don't mind playing it. To me, every time I play it, it's never the same. It's always something about it that keeps it fresh and new and alive.
So you're often referred to as a white bluesman. Does that work for you, and has it created particular challenges for you career-wise?
I don't really think about it. It just seems kind of unnecessary to label me like that, but it's just what it is.
Born in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, raised in Memphis, and after your Grammy win, you gave a nod to Clarksdale. What's your connection to the place?
Well, my mom grew up on a plantation near there, right between Friars Point and Clarksdale, and some of my earliest memories are from that area because I have a lot of relatives in that area. I visit there quite often, and I love to be there. It feels like home to me.
Grammy Award-winning bluesman Charlie Musselwhite, thank you.
Thank you, E.D.
And, there you go. And I'm looking forward to running into you soon in Clarksdale at Annie Bell's Juke Joint or Messengers. How about that?
Yes, sir. Come on. Come early and stay late.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I'll see you there.
Erickson Blakeney, CBS News.